If you built the coolest shopping mall in history, thing is just massive, ridiculous, huge. It's got every restaurant, every car dealership, anything you can imagine. Coolest shopping mall ever. And you build it in the middle of the desert with no roads leading to it, no signage. There is no way that you're going to be able to run that as a business. So people have to be able to get there and do business with you.
Welcome to the Concrete Build Crypto Financing Podcast, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Dreaming of real estate income, but don't have thousands to invest? With Concrete Build, CBLD, you can start earning from tokenized real estate for just pennies. Invest in 3D printing homes or commercial properties with CBLD tokens backed by real assets. No banks, no high fees, just real property and real profits. Your gateway to passive income is here. Invest now at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce our guest tonight. My guest tonight is M. Curtis McCoy. He helps successful entrepreneurs, authors, and speakers reach massive audiences using tools like Newswire Magazine, Amazon Fire TV interviews, nationwide billboard ads, and strategic social media marketing. And we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming M. Curtis McCoy.
Dr. Nelvali, I appreciate you having me on the show tonight.
Wonderful. So I'd like to start off our interview with all of my guests by asking this question. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
So I have heard about tokenizing the different things as far as investing in virtual real estate, but I thought it was really cool how you guys have built this platform with your Concrete Build crypto financing platform. I am not a crypto or a real estate guy. I'm personal branding expert, but it sounds like you're doing something really cool with this, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about your personal branding and how can you incorporate that for maybe real estate professionals or crypto professionals?
We've actually worked with your personal brand. Basically, people cannot do business with you if they don't know you. You probably heard the thing where they say that someone needs to be able to know, like, and trust you in order to do business. Now, there are ways that, for example, if somebody doesn't like you, if you're running a good enough business with enough traffic, you've got massive exposure, and you're kind of a jerk, it doesn't matter if people like you or not, you can still force that business to work. But if you help them know, like, and trust you, doing good business and have your name out there where everybody knows you, it's a whole lot easier to close deals.
Okay, so let's say I am a crypto enthusiast. How would you go about growing my brand?
Now, let's take that from a, let's say you're somebody that owns a crypto, maybe you're doing crypto, some kind of a training lesson,
Okay, I have my crypto token.
and you're trying to build that brand where you are the expert. One of the things you can do, there's a couple different, there's either earned media or paid media. Both work hand in hand. Earned media, as you probably know, is, for example, hosting a podcast, being a guest on podcasts, writing a blog, maybe, you know, submitting articles to a local newspaper or something like that. No, no worries. So that's where you're trading your time for attention, providing value. Earned media is something that I would recommend everybody start with. You're not ready to start doing paid media until you're already generating traffic from the earned media, and you know when somebody lands on your website, you can convert them to a sale. I'll use a quick example. If you built the coolest shopping mall in history, thing is just massive, ridiculous, huge. It's got every restaurant, every car dealership, anything you can imagine, coolest shopping mall ever. And you build it in the middle of the desert with no roads leading to it, no signage. There is no way that you're going to be able to run that as a business. So people have to be able to get there and do business with you. Earned media is kind of like building that mall or whatever. The paid media is where we work with Newswire Magazine and Amazon Fire TV, putting people who are experts in their industry out there on billboards nationwide, putting you on the cover of the magazine, having hundreds of thousands of people see you on Amazon Fire TV, those type of things. Like, so we get people all the time that are wanting to be featured on the magazine or the TV show that don't even have a way to convert the traffic that they would gain from it. So I always recommend first, make it where it's easy for people to do business with you. Make sure that you're getting sales where if you throw additional money, additional traffic at it, now you really start to scale that up.
So you believe that earned media, such as like a YouTube channel or podcast, is the best way to start and then adding paid media to that or the other way around?
If you're on an extremely limited budget, earned media is doesn't take you anything except for the time that you're spending. Mm-hmm. Paid media is where, for example, with the earned media or with paid media, if you have driven down any highway in the United States recently, you've seen Newswire magazine billboards that mm-hmm. the magazine covers and, you know, on billboards all over the country. If you've been in Times Square, New York, we've got a 96-foot billboard. We've been using 96-foot tall, 96-foot wide, and we can put your face on the cover of that billboard. So let's say you're on a crypto network or a something where you are the face of the business. And if you could have millions of people seeing your face, seeing your magazine cover with that associated credibility that you get from being on the cover of a magazine, now that's where we put you on there, start driving the massive traffic to your call to action in the article there and make it to where you can really start closing them. If you
do you believe, like, for example, sending people to my YouTube channel would be something that I would spend money on? Would that be helpful?
If you are already closing sales off of YouTube, throw some extra money at it. If you can put a dollar in and $2 comes back, borrow all the money you can possibly leverage. Take your entire, everything you own and throw it at advertising. If you know for a fact that it's converting and more money is coming out than what you're putting into it.
Gotcha.
But this lets you know a little bit better what being featured on the cover mm-hmm. of Newswire magazine to do for you.
This interview is sponsored by Newswire magazine. We celebrate the entrepreneurs and thought leaders shaping the future, those who don't just adapt, but innovate, who inspire others to think bigger, lead boldly, and create lasting change. Only a select few are featured in Newswire magazine. And for those who earn a place on the cover, the opportunities are unmatched. Your story shared with a global audience, your achievements celebrated on national billboards, reaching millions. Every leader has a story. Every vision deserves a platform. Who will rise to the top? Stay tuned. You're witnessing greatness unfold.
Okay. So again, you know, that's obviously paid media, but how, so you're saying only use paid media if you're already converting clients. So if you have a startup, you know, our token that we're looking at launching, it's not really helpful unless I'm the face of that.
So my advice there was not to spend money on something that is not the, where you don't have the potential to generate revenue from. So for example, we'll get entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, people who are just getting started, authors who have published a new book and they're really trying to get their name out there, but they have sold 11 copies of their book. And most of those were to friends and family and their grandma and their next door neighbor.
Right.
If people aren't automatically buying it, or if you don't have a website set up where, for example, like you've got on concretebuild.net,
concretebuild.org. Well, I have concretebuild.net is for my book, and then concretebuild.org is for the crypto coin. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I'm on concretebuild.org, if there was a, like, for example, you've got the ability to have somebody book a consultation, that would be a good thing to have them on the magazine and be able to start sending traffic to that link where you know that you can close some of those leads that are coming in. So if you had 100,000 readers this month, read your article in Newswire magazine, and then they could scroll down, click the link and book a free discovery call with you. Now it's up to you to start closing those. That would be a good thing to throw it at. If you're an author who doesn't have a lead page, doesn't have some way to start closing the leads that's coming in, building your brand does no good if you don't have something to sell.
So check out the book, concretebuild.net. That's for my book. Concretebuild, let me know what you think of
that. Landing page looks absolutely awesome. I've been on both of them here. Okay, so right here on concretebuild.net/book, mm-hmm. phenomenal looking site. You've got the buy it now markdown, really great looking site, great landing funnel there. Right. All the pros and cons, looks awesome. Now, and I saw this even with the click here to start now, mm-hmm. you've got the book where you can sign up and buy the book at $4.99. Absolutely awesome. That's one that I would recommend sending traffic to. Again, if you had that where it was a coming soon and you're not collecting email leads or something from that, then need to do some work, get out there, you know, do hundreds more podcast episodes, those kind of things to start driving traffic to it.
Okay. And, so currently we have a Facebook ad that's leading traffic to that one.
And are you converting some of those and generating revenue from that yet?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're generating revenue off the dollar spent, now it's time to blow it up.
Okay. What are we looking at in terms of pricing?
I'll kind of show you. We've got a whole bunch of different options. Our company, Assertive Holdings, owns Newswire magazine. Newswire launched in 1997. We bought the company in 2018.
Okay.
We own the magazine and then also host the show on Amazon Fire TV. So there, what we typically do is we would schedule a free interview where with somebody who can get on and provide value. If you're on Amazon Fire TV, the free interview is basically like a podcast interview, except it's syndicated to nationwide TV, or actually global TV now. So from that free interview, that's how we pick out. Some of these are people who have just gone and did a good free interview, and other ones where we're like, heck yeah, they're really providing some good value. That's mm-hmm. where we'd actually create the dedicated page for them on Newswire magazine. But it costs zero for the interview. If you did the full package, the top of the line, as far as like if you're doing one for Crypto Build and one for Dr. Nelva Lee, two separate that intertwine and work together, that's about $3,750. So under $4,000 for the entire package.
That's really inexpensive.
And that includes even one that's less than $2,000. We pay for ongoing, all the billboard advertising, the social media marketing. We pay for everything because every time somebody sees your face on the cover of the magazine, so they're seeing Newswire magazine.
$3,700 covers the magazine, covers the billboards, covers all of that.
So actually, if you were just looking to do, say, a personal brand, if you're trying to do it for yourself as Dr. Nelva Lee, mm-hmm. or I'm M. Curtis McCoy and I want to blow my name, my brand up, that would be, it's under $2,000 for that one. But if you're looking to build, say you had a book or your product, service, solution, whatever, and you want to build that alongside of the brand, I mean, alongside of the personal brand.
Book me for that free podcast and we'll go from there. I love what you have to offer.
Cool. So I'll have you afterwards. I'll give you a link there and we can set you up with an interview on Amazon TV.
Can we add that link to our description for our listeners as well, for our viewers who might be interested?
We can. Now you'll fill out an application. I'll go ahead and pass you through, but we get hundreds and hundreds of applications monthly. So not everybody's approved. Not everybody is. To even get on the free interview, you're filling out the application and we do some background research before we even send you a booking link because we don't have a bunch of weirdos. Just like you get everything as a pitch fest on a podcast.
Got it. Well, this was a fascinating conversation. I love the fact that all of my guests bring a different flavor to what we're doing. I'll tie it in really quickly with what Concrete Bill is all about. And basically, I have a vision to solve the housing crisis through this. So what we see in the future is individuals being able to rent to own apartments. And because rent to own has been around forever, but when you rent to own an apartment, you're talking about a lower mortgage, lower down payment, and it allows them to be able to rent and build equity and have a piece of the pie. And what we're planning on doing with the down payment and their first to last when they begin renting with us is to, after every 6 months, converting a quarter of that every 6 months towards CBLD ownership. So they'll not only own crypto, they'll own a piece of their equity in their apartment. And when, if they choose to continue building equity, they can. We really believe that that's the future. That's the, allows them to have some dignity in their
house
situation. Yes. And our investors obviously will also be able to benefit. We call ourselves the Divvy. If you know of Divvy, the Divvy for commercial properties.
I need to put you in contact. We just did an interview with the CEO of HOA.com, Homeowners Association. They're working with, in the very near future, I think will be used by every HOA, probably in the United States. Built some incredible features as far as AI tools, where tools even like schedule neighborhood block parties and stuff, just really improve the lives of every resident of anybody that's got a HOA association. But I need to put you in contact with Brandon. He is a just cutting edge, real sharp guy. And he's working with a lot of different real estate agents and real estate brokerages and stuff. So Might be a good connection there.
Sort of like a property management AI tool. Sounds like.
Yes. Yeah. Similar. It's as he was talking about it, it's got a whole lot more features than a standard, the HOA where you can get on, you know, pay your bill and those kind of things. But I think it's a good connection.
Sounds awesome. Well, thank you so much, M. Curtis McCoy, for joining us tonight. And I wanted to remind all of our viewers, if you want to learn more about Concrete Build, just go to concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.